what time it is.
It's Allison's Timeline on 96.3 WHUR.
All right, let's get right into it. So, Mark, what do these ladies have in common? Zora Neale Hurston, Sheryl Underwood, Dionne Warwick, Tawanda Braxton.
They all have beautiful singing voices?
Well, they're all ladies of Zeta Phi Beta. And today, the ladies are celebrating 100 years. Saw all that blue and white as I approached work today right here on Howard University's campus. So congratulations on your founding. Quite a day, quite a moment. All right, so speaking of women and empowered women, this weekend the Pink Hats are back downtown, the Women's March again.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what that was for a second.
You didn't? Those pink hats with the little horns on them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dozens of charter buses from Florida to Montreal, they'll all descend on the nation's capital. So, of course, you know, if your route takes you anywhere downtown, that area, just check it out. What I do think is interesting is the narrative already is it's going to be less populated this year. You know, we said that a couple of times on Fox 5 Morning today.
Did they work it out? There was a rift
in between because some of the pro-life women didn't feel welcomed, you know. So, yeah, I mean.
Okay, because my girl, you know, from New York, I know.
Right, and some people got kicked to the side a little bit.
So it's kind of that.
Yeah,
okay.
So we'll see. We'll see what numbers. One thing I think that they're all united in is basically not approving of this presidential administration.
Yes, everybody's on that one.
All righty. So in Virginia, something very cool and seems like so antiquated, but Virginia has become the 38th state to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment.
It's crazy. I mean, this, like, racism to me is ridiculous. We have flying cars. We're going to live on the moon.
Wait a minute. Where are the flying cars?
We got flying cars. You got the new Tesla?
They're starting to do all that.
But I'm just saying, but we still are dealing with racism and sexism.
And sexism.
It's like crazy.
Yeah. Right. I mean, when you think about what the ERA does, promises equal rights to women and, you know, equal pay.
It's just, I just can't, it's hard to believe. And it doesn't feel like
it's doing better.
But wait a
minute, Virginia's only the 38th state.
I know!
So, yeah, all right. How about this? So, when I say Uncle Tom, you think what? Be honest.
No, that was an easy one. I'm not going to do
but
that.
But you don't think of someone that is a hero,
no,
right?
No, we don't.
You don't, and that, you know what? I really hope that history does change because, yes, Josiah Henson is a complicated person, right? The years when he was enslaved, he had a chance to move people into freedom. He chose to obey what his master had, you know, asked him to do and all that. But at the end of it, when he realized the evils, the true evils, and that no matter how, quote unquote, good he was, he was never going to be freed. Oh, yeah, he escaped. And when he did, he came back into the United States and freed like 200 enslaved Africans, right?
Okay, give him some on that.
Took him to Canada.
Because we went to the Uncle Tom's cabin before that last part.
Took him to Canada.
And the kid said some mean things about it.
Where he had a freedman's village. Yeah. I don't like that history stops right there. And he is, of course, the ancestor of Taraji P. Henson. So they're starting to open a museum in Montgomery County where he was enslaved in his honor. All right. And yesterday, lastly, you know, Ask Allison, we talked about you've been dating somebody for 10 years. Everybody's in your business about when you're going to get married. Oprah opening up about the fact that she and Stedman never got married. And she says, yes, he proposed back in 93.
What?
But she said no because she realized that, or she didn't go through with the marriage because she realized that it was just important that he asked her, you know what I mean? Like, almost like, yes, I would. And automatically she knew this was just not going to work out that way. And so they've been together all these years. She said it just, we would not be together, she said, if we had been married.
And let me reenact the scene.
Okay.
Oprah, let me make an honest woman out of you.
I don't think so.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I thought that was the color purple.
Oh, well, it actually was the same scene.
I thought that was supposed to be that. So that's a little bit of what caught my attention today. That's my timeline.
That's your timeline.
Yes.
Coming up, Ask Allison, though. 202-432-WHUR, and then check in with us. It's still Greek Week right here.
TV news in the morning, radio fun in the afternoon, is Allison Seymour and her hubby, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.